Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. Interesting question about camptochromia in Parkinson's disease. So a question has been raised by one of my participants in courses of a 72-year-old patient who has tremors, gait changes, Parkinsonism for 8 years and has been slowly progressing and is now having memory and behavioral issues concerning for spread of the Lewy bodies to the cortical surfaces. He's on carbidopa-levodopa. I'm presuming 25-100 mg, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. He has hallucinations, paranoia, and sundowning. But the main question is for camptochromia or really stooped posture. So for those of you who are not familiar with the term, camptochromia is a term given when patient is really bent down with excessive lower doses of the thoracic spine and even cervical spine, causing almost kind of an inverted J or a C shape, where the patient is really hunched forward, and this is typically associated with bending of the knees or flexion of the knee and flexion of the hip. If you Google pictures for Parkinson's disease, especially the old pictures, you will see early sign of excessive flexion that patient has, a Parkinson's patient has, and that can become really exaggerated in the spine, causing the camptochromia. But it's important to note and remember that Parkinson's patient typically have excessive flexion in most of their joints. So they have flexed knee, they have flexed hip, they have flexion at the elbow, and flexion at the wrist, and often flexion on their spine. Now, camptochromia is considered a really difficult problem to treat with such a bent spine, and there is debates back and forth as to the cause of camptochromia. There has been proposal of abdominal dystonia, either of the external muscles, such as the abdominal wall muscles of abdominal rectus and transversus muscles, or even the internal muscles in front of the lumbar spine pulling on the spinal column, causing the excessive camptochromia. And for that reason, there have been proposal of trying botulinum toxin injections, which is a typical therapy for dystonia, in the abdominal wall muscles. And I remember when I was a fellow, I did have a patient with excessive camptochromia where we did try abdominal wall muscles. Actually, we had two patients where we did abdominal wall injections with EMG guidance for abdominal rectus for camptochromia. Now, since I have graduated my fellowship in the last 7 years that I've been running my own clinical practice in Parkinson's disease, I have not done it. And I have, you know, I've had a couple of patients with camptochromia, but I did not have a good impression of any benefits or results in those patients I treated in fellowship. And then the literature became silent. There was not much of a follow-up publications of any success for use of botulinum toxin injections in external abdominal wall muscles, such as rectus abdominis, for benefit in improving camptochromia. Most of the literature basically propose posture therapy, different postural exercises and physical therapy in improving of camptochromia. And then interestingly, more recently, there have been some development startups which are coming up with these belts that you can wear on the chest, which kind of pull you back, provides a tightness in your back and gives an extra support and makes your posture more straight. Now, I remember when I was a fellow, one of my mentor, Professor Bertoni, had a patient who has designed a self-brace. So he had this gadget which was consistent of a straight rod on the back that had a kind of an abdominal belt that was holding the rod straight. And then he had this strap on the upper end of the rod that was just behind his head, and the strap will run around his forehead, and when you will tighten the strap, the rod will pull the forehead back and the rod will be braced on the back by the abdominal belt. So he self-designed it and he really enjoyed using it. He definitely had much straighter head posture because of that kind of a gadget that he had. Unfortunately, we never followed up on it, never patented the device or never commercialized it. But I've recently seen some similar ideas floating around. I actually consulted with a very early startup who were looking at feedbacks on their similar design, where it's more of a chest strap, which kind of pulls your shoulders back when you wear it, you know, running behind your back. And I'm sure there are similar devices that are coming out, even for regular people who kind of have a stoop posture or shoulder droop. I have seen some commercials of normal healthy adults being suggested to use that kind of a device, which pulls your shoulder back and stretches you. And I wonder if they have any benefit in patients with Parkinson's disease. But in general, my impression currently is that femtocombria is a resetting of postural control centers in the brain. So it's like level sensing of what straight in brain is gone, is destroyed or has been resetted, where they actually feel they're very straight. So those patients who are really bent over actually don't feel they're bent over, and they feel this is a new normal, a new straight. And if you actually push them up even part way, they feel as if they are being pushed all the way back. So they, as if they are overcorrected from the center. So I have this hypothesis from my mentor, Professor Bertoni, that I personally believe in, that camptocarmia and leaning to one side, which is called Pisa syndrome, with the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy, which are both kind of a problem of abnormal resetting of the center detection mechanism in brain. So the brain's ability to tell where their body is centered, not leaning to one side or front, is kind of altered. And maybe there's a similar mechanism in something like PSP, where the trunk leans all the way back. But this alteration in the center actually gives them a sense that leaning forward is more being straight, and maybe that's unconsciously result in this. And then gradually over the years, they have a readjustment of their spines, changes in the vertebral alignment, so that it actually becomes harder to recorrect them. And one sign of that is that even when they're laying down, if it was just dystonia or an abnormal muscle contraction or tightness, the person should be able to lay straight on a hard surface, hard flat surface, without requiring any pillows. However, if there is changes that are more with ligament changes or scar tissue or vertebral bone realignment, then when you lay them flat on a stiff bed, on a hard bed, then you will see that they actually require pillows and their head stays off the bed. And I remember that's the examination we did when we were screening the patients to see if botulinum toxin injections make sense. And if I'm ever going to try botulinum toxin injections again, that would be what I would be test for, to see if they actually can lay flat. And if they can, then there may be an element of abdominal dystonia, where they're keeping their abdomen tight unintentionally, either because of resetting of that center in the brain or because of the dystonic signals to their abdomen, and then, you know, see if that injections in botulinum toxin injections in abdominal rectus muscle would be useful. To learn more about the mini fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, DANISH space BHATTI. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.